Okay, read verse 11.
آیه 11 رو بخونید.
For behold, this selfsame thing that you sought after a godly sort, what carefulness is wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge, in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
زیرا اینک همین که اندوه شما برای خدا بود، چه ملاحظه کاری، چه دفاع از خود، چه خشم، چه ترس، چه اشتیاق، چه غیرت، چه انتقامی را در شما پدید آورد، در هر چیز خود را ثابت کردید که در این امر بی تقصیر است.
Now in a moment we'll come back to this verse.
برمیگردیم به اون.
Yeah, it gives you signs of godly sorrow, of true repentance. Yeah, the kind of sorrow that leads to life. But first I want to deal with the last verses in the chapter to tie it in what we just spoke about.
So,
read verse 12. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you.
باری هرگاه به شما نوشتم نه برای او که بدی کرده بود و نه برای او که متحمل بدی شده بود بلکه تا توجه ما برای شما به شما در حضور خدا ظاهر شد.
Yeah, so Paul is referring back to something that they already know.
پولس رسول برمیگرده به اشاره میکنه به چیزی که قبلا میدونست.
Yeah, there's a person that had done the wrong.
اشتباهی رو کرده بود.
Now, who was this?
این کی بوده؟
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and read verses 1 till 3. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife, and you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he that had done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that
had so done this deed. کسی که این عمل را کرد میان شما بیرون شود، زیرا که من هر چند در جسم غایبم اما در روح حاضرم، و الان چون حاضر حکم کردم در حق کسی که این را چنین کرده است.
Yeah, so obviously Paul is condemning the sin of this man. But what is Paul really upset with?
پولس واقعا در مورد چی ناراحته؟
He's upset with the church.
در مورد کلیسا.
That instead of dealing with the problem, dealing with the sin.
به جای اینکه مشکل رو حل کنه، به جای اینکه گناه رو باهاش.
They're boasting about it.
داره مغرور می‌ورزه.
Yeah, they're puffed up, they're proud.
شوق زده است برای این موضوع.
Yeah, look how tolerant of a church we are.
ببین چه کلیسای خوبی هستم.
We are so loving.
ببین چه آدم بزرگی هستم. ببین چقدر پر محبتم.
We love everybody.
عاشق همم.
Even these sinners.
حتی این گناهکاران.
No, the Bible says we are to hate sin.
کتاب مقدس میگه گناه.
And we are to love righteousness.
از گناهان.
Yeah, you cannot love the flowers and the weeds at the same time.
هم باغ گل دوست داشته باشی هم علف رو دوست داشته.
Yeah, so the Corinthians had to throw out this guy.
باید علف رو دراری تا گل را اگه دوست داری. قرنتیان باید اونها رو بیرون کنه.
And Paul in the second letter also said, hey, you need to restore him again. You need to show your love again after he had got it right.
و محبتشون با او دوباره وقتی توبه کرد به حضور خودتون
yeah,
قبولش.
But Paul says this was written to you even more so.
این نوشته شد برای شما مخصوصا.
To show that we care.
نشونتون بده که چقدر برامون مهمه.
Yeah, your standing before God matters to me, he's saying.
ایستادنتون در مقابل خداوند
yeah,
برای من.
I wrote you this letter.
این نامه رو نوشتم.
So you as a church could get this right.
که شما به عنوان کلیسا این کارو
yeah,
درست انجام بدید.
Not to cause blame on the ministry. Yes, we had a couple chapters before this.
Yeah,
but that you bring glory to God. Read verse 13. Therefore we are comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed, for the joy of Titus, being his spirit was refreshed by you all.
بیش از حد گردید چون که روح او از همه شما تازگی یافته بود.
Yeah, we saw this also in the beginning in this chapter that Paul is comforted. Yeah, he's getting a good report. Things are going in the right direction. Yeah, their sorrow was temporary. Yeah, because their sorrow from Paul's letter was of a godly manner. Yeah, their grief had led them to make changes.
And
Titus had come with a good report.
Titus با یه
خبر خوب. Titus was refreshed, Paul was encouraged.
Titus تشویق شد و پولس تشویق شد.
Now read verses 4 until 16.
آیه 14 تا 16.
For I have boasted anything to him of you, I'm not ashamed. But as we spake all things to you in truth, even so our boasting which I made before Titus is found the truth. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, whilst he remembered the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling he received him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things.
زیرا اگر درباره شما بدو فخر کردم شرمنده نشدم، بلکه چنانکه همه سخنان را به شما به راستی گفتیم. همچنین فخر ما به تیتوس راست در آمد و مهر درونی او به سوی شما زیادتر می شود، چون که اطاعت همگی شما را به یاد می آورد که چگونه به ترس و لرز او را پذیرفتید. شادمانم که در هر چیز بر شما اعتماد دارم.
Yeah, so Paul had been boasting about the Corinthians to Titus. Now, why he knew these people? Yeah, from 1.5 years he had ministered to them. And he had the confidence that if he would write this letter to them, they would receive it. Yeah, hey Titus, you'll see. If you go there, they'll listen. Yeah, because I know these people. They're good people. I know they messed up. Yeah, but this letter will help them to get it right. And he's telling this also to the Corinthians. I have boasted about you. And you have not let me down.
Yeah?
What I have said of you turned out to be true. And Titus was refreshed. I gave this example, I believe, on Sunday as well. Yeah, that sometimes parents boast about their children. How they're doing, their accomplishments. But at the same time, yeah, a parent will make stern correction if needed. Paul is rebuking them, but at the same time, he's boasting about them to Titus.
برای وجودشون در مقابل تیتوس.
Yeah, Titus, you'll be impressed by them.
تیتوس افتخار میکنم ببینیم.
You'll see their response. I know
با اینکه درستشون تصحیحشون کردم تو دیدیشون.
Yeah, and they will respect you and listen.
و اعتماد خواهند کرد و گوش خواهند داد.
And he ends with saying, I rejoice that I can have this confidence in you all in all things.
میتونم اینو این اعتمادو داشته باشم در همه چیز.
Yes, Corinth messed up.
آره قرنتوس اشتباه کرده.
Yeah.
کلیساش اشتباه کرده.
Both first and second Corinth has rebukes in them.
و دوم قرنتیان همه‌شون رو تنبیه و تحسین کردن.
But at the same time, Paul has not given them home.
اما همزمان براشون اهمیت میدم. بهشون افتخار میکنم.
Yeah, he boasts to Titus.
It'll
be alright. They will respond.
و میگه تیتوس ببینی بهشون چجوری افتخار میکنم.
Yeah, maybe he was a little bit uncertain in the beginning, being sent with all the rebuke to the Corinthians. Yeah, but they changed their minds. Yeah, they got it right. Yeah, because they had a godly sorrow. Now, go back to verse 11. Yeah, where we find Paul saying that they sorrowed after the godly sort. Yeah, where Paul was saying they sorrowed after the godly sort, had a sword that leads to life. Yeah, the sword that would save the church from going further down. And he will give several statements that are kind of signs of godly sorrow, of somebody sorrowing in a godly way.
از لحاظ خدا ناراحت الهی درست قدم برداشت درست قدم توبه کرده.
Now there are several remarks in this verse.
در این آیه چندین تا نکته هست که اشاره میکنه.
Read verse 11.
آیه 11 رو بخونید.
For behold, this self same thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. What clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge, in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
زیرا اینک همین که اندوه شما برای خدا بود، چه ملاحظه کاری، چه دفاع از خود، چه خشم، چه ترس، چه اشتیاق، چه غیرت، چه انتقامی را در شما پدید آورد. در هر چیز خود را ثابت کردید که در این امر بی تقصیر هستید.
Yeah, so there's one kind of sorrow that helps you. Yeah, that's the godly kind. There is another kind of sorrow of the world.
That leads to death.
Yeah, if you try to help somebody, a brother or sister in Christ, to get things right, how do you know if they're getting right with God? They might say all kinds of things, how much they are sorry, they might
ناراحتم، چه اشتباهی کردم.
They might cry.
شاید هم گریه کنه.
Yeah. But it is more important that we look at some of their actions.
رفتارشون رو ببینیم. آیا واقعا ناراحته؟
Yeah, so here are seven signs of godly sorrow.
صفت‌هایی هست که ناراحتی الهی رو بهمون نشون میده.
And of course that also can be reflected to your own life.
Am I having a godly sorrow towards my sin? ناراحتی من در مورد گناه ناراحتی خدایی هست یا نه؟ غمگینی الهی هست یا نه؟
The first one.
اولیش.
What carefulness in is wrought in you? It wrought in you.
چه سه ملاحظاتی در شما به وجود آمد؟
He's not saying it?
Yeah.
So Paul is telling them, do you know how I know you genuinely are repenting? That you have this godly sorrow and not the sorrow of the world? Because it brought carefulness in your life. Yeah, you've become more cautious, more
ملاحظه کاری بیشتری تو زندگیتون.
Yeah, it's like
ملاحظه بیشتری میکنی.
Unwilling to take a risk in regards
انجام نمیکنی.
To the area where you went wrong.
جایی که اشتباه کردیم باهاش بازی نمیکنین، ریسک نمیکنین.
Yeah, Ephesians 5 verse 15.
آیه 15.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
15. پس مراقب باشید که چگونه به دقت رفتار نمایید، نه چون نادانان بلکه چون حکیم.
Yeah, the same idea of being cautious.
Yeah,
a wise man is cautious.
اون که حکیمه ملاحظه کاره.
A foolish person is careless.
اون که احمقه به هیچ اهمیت نمیده.
Yeah, if you struggle with alcohol.
اگر شما مشکل دارین با الکل.
Careless would be going to the bar.
اینکه هی برین تو بار بشین.
And saying, "Oh, I'll be okay. I'll
handle it." من اوکی ام. من مشکلی ندارم.
That is careless.
این علکی خودت رو ملاحظه کردن.
Would be the avoidance of that place.
اونجا که میتونم دوری میکنم از این مکان.
Make sure you're not getting at the places where you're tempted.
جایی نمیرم که وسوسه شم که شاید ضعفم شکست.
You don't want to go back in those sins.
نمیخوام برگردم در مستی. نمیخوام برگردم در اون گناه مست بودن.
A sign of godly sorrow.
یه نشانه ملاحظه کار.
A sign of repentance that leads unto salvation.
Setting you free. باعث نجاتمون و ما رو آزاد میکنه از اون گناه. نه نجات جسمانی، نجات از گناه میکنه.
This is the kind of sorrow.
اون ناراحتی است که
that makes a person cautious in regards to that sin.
ملاحظه کار باشیم در مورد اون گناه.
It is the kind that makes a person listen.
باعث میشه که گوش کنی.
Taking advice.
حرف دیگران رو گوش بدی.
So he or she doesn't fall into that sin again.
اون فرد یا کسی دیگه در اون گناه نیفته.
Yeah, a person who cries over their sins.
اون کسی که گریه میکنه رو گناهش.
But then is unwilling to do anything about it.
اما حاضر نیست برای گناهش کاری رو بکنه.
Yeah, that is a person.
اون کسی است که.
Who is not careful in regards to that sin.
در مورد گناهش اصلا.
That's a person who doesn't have godly sorrow.
اون کسی که ناراحتی واقعی رو نداره.
Yeah, that's a sorrow of the world.
ناراحتی توبه خدا رو نداره.
The second one.
داره.
What's clearing of yourselves?
چی میگه آیه بعدی؟
What does that mean?
شفا کردن از خود.
You don't only want to fall back into that sin.
نمیخوای در اون گناه بیفتی.
But you want to steer as far away from that sin as possible.
تو اونجایی که میتونی از اون گناه میخوای دور باشی.
Yeah, clear from any accusation you possibly could get.
از هر توبه یا از
yeah, because
هر
you want to,
تومت میخوای خودت رو
جدا کنی. Live blamelessly.
میخوای که میخوای زندگی داشته باشی بی عیب و بی خطر.
Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says,
abstain
from all appearance of evil.
اول
از هر نوع بدی تمیز نمایید.
Yeah, the person who is a drunk. Yeah, he doesn't want to and has godless heart, doesn't want to fall back into that sin. But also wants to stay as far as away from anything that has to do with that sin. Yeah, they don't even want the appearance of evil.
Now,
you might say, what is the issue with the appearance of evil?
فکر بدی کردن چیه؟ این رفتار نمونه بدی داشتن یعنی چی؟
You've not done.
من که نکردم.
The sin.
گناهو که نکردم.
Now, here's what the issue is.
ببینیم مشکلش
چیه. It reveals where your heart is at.
نشون میده قلبت کجاست.
If you're okay with the appearance of evil.
اگر اون دیدگاه بد، اون نمای بد برات مهم نیست.
Using excuse, oh, I'm not doing it.
من که گناه نکردم.
It shows that your heart is not really in it.
نشون میده که قلبت واقعا
Godly sorrow steers clear of anything that can even point to that sin in your life.
اون ناراحتی واقعی دور میشه از اون نکته‌ای که حتی یه اشاره‌ای در مورد اون گناه تو زندگی.
Yeah, and this is what Paul sees. The Corinthians doing.
Yeah,
he rebuked them, for example, for the fornication thing. Yeah, they took a strong stand on that. Yeah, even to the point that they had to, the Paul had to tell them, hey, he is punished.
تنبیهش کردیم.
You need to show your love to the guy again.
حالا توبه کرده. قبولش کنیم. دوباره محبت کنیم بهش.
They've steered clear for anything that has to do with that sin.
اصلا در اون گناه تو اونجایی که میتونستن دو کیلومتر
مقدر دوشتن. So God's sorrow is careful. It's cautious to make sure you don't fall into that sin again.
ناراحتی خدا الهی زمانی که مراقبه که در اون گناه دوباره نیفته.
And God's sorrow steers clear of that sin.
هیچ تظاهر و نمایشی هم در مورد
abstaining from the appearance of evil.
حتی نمایش اون گناه هم تو زندگیش دیده نمیشه.
Like I'm not gonna drink my apple juice from a beer glass.
مثلا آب سیبم هم تو لیوان آبجو نمیخورم.
Yeah, because then it looks like you're drinking beer.
چون به نظر میاد من دارم آبجو میخورم.
In fact, I throw out these glasses.
یه اون لیوانای آبجو اصلا میذارم دور که هیچ کی فکر نکنه من آبجو میخورم.
Yeah, I avoid the parts of the city where the bars are.
هر جایی که در حقیقت چیز هست، بار هست و اینا، چون مشکل الکل دارم ازش دوری میکنم.
Yeah, it's somebody who truly wants to be right with God and have a clear testimony.
میخواد با خدا درست باشه و یه شهادت درست
باشه. The next one.
دومین نکته.
What indignation. The third one.
چه سوم؟
Yeah, so what is sorrow after the godly sort?
خشم.
Yeah, a sorrow that produces indignation.
Let me
give you an example to understand the meaning. I don't know if it's clear in Farsi. Revelation 14, verse 10. And it uses this word, and I think you can figure out what it means by that. Revelation 14:10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
او نیز از شراب خشم خدا که رویق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بره به آتش و بوگر معذب خواهد.
So what is the idea behind indignation?
معنی خشم چیه؟
Somebody who is outraged, somebody who is anger with, in this case, people, wicked people. Yeah, and in 2 Corinthians is somebody who has godly sorrow is angry, is outraged with the sin in their life. Yeah, because it's easy to be outraged with the sin of others.
خیلی راحته که گناه رو با دیگران خشم ببری، برای گناه دیگران خشم بشی.
Yeah, but godly sorrow.
اما ناراحتی خود
الهی. Yeah, a sign of godly sorrow is that when the outrage is over sin in your life.
خشمش تو زندگی خودت باشه.
Yeah, it's righteous anger.
اون خشمی که در مورد خودت داری برای گناه.
Be angry against sin not.
کلام خداوند میگه عصبانی باش و گناه نکن.
How did Paul know that the Corinthians had godly sorrow?
پولس رسول میدونست قرنتیان چجوری
میدونست. The report came and they were outraged. They were angry with the sin, with the wrong in the church. Yeah, when they were confronted. Yeah, godly sorrow is sorrow that is angry over sin.
اون ناراحتی و ناراحتی
over your own sin.
خشمگین شدن در مورد گناه های زندگی خودمونه.
Yeah, you're indignant of yourself.
از خودت خشمگین.
Yeah. Most people are angry with the people that call them.
معمولاً مردم خشم میشن بر اون که اشتباه کرد.
Godly sorrow is being angry with your own sin.
اون خشم میشه به خاطر گناهان خودتون در مورد رفتار خودتون.
What fear? The next one.
Yes.
What fear? A sign of godly sorrow is that a person has a fear of sinning against God.
اون نشونه الهی بودن اون داشتن توبه الهی زمانی که خشم داشته باشیم.
The Bible says the fear is the beginning of wisdom.
ترس داشته باشیم.
Yeah, the fear is the beginning of knowledge.
ترس آغاز حکمته.
And the Bible tells that we are only to fear God.
فقط باید از خدا.
Now go to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy. And the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate.
I'm sorry.
Turning, yeah? So when a person has godly sorrow, not the sorrow of the world, there is a fear over the fact that the person has sinned against God. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Don't say that you fear God when you love evil. The fear of the Lord fills you with hate towards sin.
ترس خداوند شما رو متنفر میکنه از گناه.
Some things, pride, arrogancy. The evil way.
راه بدی بودن.
Yeah, so a sign of godly sorrow.
نشونه ناراحتی خدایی.
Is that a person has a fear of sinning against God.
یک کسی است که ترس گناه کرده در مقابل خدا.
The next one. What vehement desire?
بعدیش
چیه؟
اشتیاق. Yeah. A sign of godly sorrow is having a vehement desire.
Yeah,
an intense desire.
اشتیاق بیش از حد.
Being passionate.
انقدر اشتیاق داری که انفجار.
Now, what is desire? It's something that you want for your life.
چیزی که تو زندگیت میخوای.
And it's kind of like having a vision, something that you want to go to.
که میخوای بهش برسی و انقدر مشتاقی که بهش برسی.
Yeah, in this case desire for the things of God.
اشتیاق برای خداوند. اشتیاق برای کارهای خداوند. خدمت خداوند.
Produces an intense desire, a passion.
اون اشتیاق رو تو زندگی
دیگه داره که
کاری رو که درسته
for the things that are spiritual.
اون چیزهایی که روحانیه.
Yeah, the things that are of God.
چیزهایی که از خداست.
Yeah, when Christians have no passion for God.
وقتی مسیحیان اشتیاقی در مورد خدا ندارن.
Yeah, when there's no desire.
وقتی ترسی از خدا ندارن.
Yeah, something is wrong.
اشتباه.
Yeah, that person will drive with God.
اون فرد اشتباه میکنه در مورد خدا.
Yeah, we need to have desire.
احتیاج
داریم. A sign of godly sorrow is a desire for the things of God.
اون رفتار نشونه توبه خداوندی ناراحتی خداوندی زمانی است که اشتیاق داریم برای کار خداوند.
If you are listening to sermons,
اگر شما گوش میدین به موعظه خداوند
and your sins are addressed,
گناهانتون بهتون
اشاره شده, but you can just sit through that and not care.
همونجوری نشستی و برات مهم نیست.
Yeah, when is it over?
کی تموم میشه.
You lack desire.
اون اشتیاق رو نداری.
You lack intense desire.
اون اشتیاق واقعی رو نداری.
You may cry about your sin.
شاید در مورد گناه در مورد گناه گریه کنی.
Yeah, but it shows you that your sorrow is not genuine.
اون ناراحتی واقعی.
It's not the godly sorrow.
اون ناراحتی خدایی نیست.
Yeah, it's a sorrow of the world that leads to death.
ناراحتی دنیاست که شما رو به مرگ میرسونه.
Proverbs 29:18.
امثال
28. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Proverbs 29:18.
آن که در راستی گام برمی‌دارد نجات می‌یابد، اما اگر راهش کج است به یکبار سقوط می‌کند.
Yeah, so what is a sign of godly sorrow? The person has a desire for the things of God.
اون ناراحتی واقعی خداوند چیه که اون که اشتیاق به خداوند داره.
The next one, what zeal is very similar.
شور.
Yeah, again, it's like having a passion for the things of God, having enthusiasm
for the things of God. غیرت داشتن یعنی کاری کردن برای خداوند.
Yeah, if you have enthusiasm, you come out soul winning, you read your Bible. You are there when we meet as God's people.
نیاز داریم تو باشی هستی.
Yeah, there's motivation.
از ته قلبت میخوای.
Now, does it mean that when people are like that, they're always repenting of sin?
No.
Of course, they describe a person who just wants to be right with God. But of course, if you want to be right with God, you repent of your sins. Now, why are you so strict with your family?
چرا اینقدر جدی با مرد و بچه‌ات رفتار می‌کنی؟
Because I have a zeal for the things of God.
غیرت برای خداوند دارم.
Yeah, it's just another sign that if somebody has godly sorrow, this is what you would see in their life. Psalm 69:9. For the zeal of thine house had eaten me up, Psalm 69:9. And the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me.
مزمور 69:9 ببخشید.
And this is a prophecy about Jesus.
یه نبوتی است در مورد عیسی مسیح.
زیرا غیرت برای خانه تو مرا سوزانده است و توهین‌های اهانت کنندگان تو بر من فرو افتاده.
Yeah, Jesus had a zeal for the house of God.
عیسی مسیح غیرت داشت
برای خانه
خداوند.
Paul was looking at the Corinthians and he says, "Here's how I know that you have got, had godly sorrow."
کجا می‌دونم که ناراحت توبه واقعی داری؟
Because you have a zeal for the things of God.
چون غیرت داری در مورد چیزهای خداوند.
What revenge?
توبه.
You want to know if somebody is getting somebody is getting right with God?
آیا میخوای ببینی یک کسی آیا با خدا درسته دنبال انتقام میگره؟
They want to get revenge.
میخوان انتقام
بگیرن. Oh, but does the Bible not say vengeance is mine?
انتقام مال منه. شما انتقام نگیرید.
Yes, we're not talking about that kind of revenge. We're talking about taking revenge on the devil.
انتقام از شیطان.
Because he is a tempter. He is the one who goes around to destroy.
اون میره منو نابود کنه.
Listen to John 10:10.
Yohanna,
talking about the devil and Jesus. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly.
دزد نمی آید مگر آنکه بدزدد و بکشد و هلاک کند. من آمدم تا ایشان حیات یابند و آن را زیادتر بسازند.
Yeah, when we have sinned, we have fallen for the lies of the devil.
وقتی برای دروغ شیطان افتادیم.
Yeah, the Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he is in the world.
بزرگتر و عظیم‌تر.
Yeah, the Bible says, resist the devil, he will flee from you.
شیطان جلوی شیطان بایستید و شما فرار خواهد.
Yeah, now read the last verse you're going to look at. Ephesians 4:26 and 28. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Yes, 26-28. Till 28.
دوز دیگر دوزی نکند بلکه به دستهای خود کار نیکو کرده زحمت بکشد تا بتواند به او که نیاز دارد چیزی بدهد.
So how can you take revenge on the devil when you have sins?
چه جوری توبه کنیم بر ضد خداوند اگر گناه کردیم؟
Give him no place.
بهش حق ندیم.
Walk away from your sin.
از گناهانتون دور شید.
Yeah, walk in the spirit.
در روح
Serve
قدم
God.
بردارید. به خداوند خدمت
yeah,
کنید.
Yeah, so these are all signs of godly sorrow.
اینا نشانه خداوندن.
Of repentance that is genuine.
توبه‌ای که واقعی است.
Yeah, and Paul tells the Corinthians, I've seen these things in you, and I know you're on the right path. How do you know? Yeah, Paul says, how do I know? Yeah, that you have godly sorrow. I can see you're cautious. You're trying to stay away from sin. I can see that you want to avoid and be as far away from sin as possible. Yeah, avoiding the appearance of evil. How do I know, says Paul? You're indignation, you're angry, you're outraged with your sin. How do I know? You fear sinning against God. How do I know? You haven't desire, a vehement desire to do what is right.
Serve God.
How do I know? You have revenge against the devil, doing what is right, giving the devil no place. Yeah, so Corinthians, that is how I know that you are on the right track. Yeah, that your sorrow is of the godly kind. And that's why I'm comforted. Yeah, so what about you? What about your sins today?
What
kind of sorrow do you have over your sins?
Yeah,
is it the sorrow after the godly kind? Or is the sorrow of the world? In case it's the last one,
you
need to make some changes.
Yeah,
because the sorrow of the world leads to death.
Amen. Amen.